Thank you for joining us for Lakes Region Community Forum, Focus on Food Insecurity. One of the best parts about living in New Hampshire is that it is rural. There's lots of land, lots of open space. But that can also be a detriment if you're an aging person who wants to stay in your home for as long as humanly possible. The lack of public transportation, possibly the lack of family because they've moved away. How do you get to the grocery store? Now, Catherine, tell us, what is Interlakes Community Caregivers?
Interlakes Community Caregivers serves adult residents of Meredith, Center Harbor, Moultonboro, and Sandwich. And we provide transportation free of charge to medical appointments, for groceries, prescriptions, and any personal errands that our neighbors need to run.
It's part of the reason Interlakes Community Caregivers was founded is because of lack of public transportation here in the Lakes region.
Yes, so it actually started in Center Harbor at the Center Harbor Congregational Church, and it grew from there. So now we serve all four towns, and in those four towns, there's a complete lack of transportation. And we have our neighbors tell us every day that if it wasn't for us, they don't know how they would get to their doctor's appointments, get anywhere that they need to go. They would be homebound because many of them have no one else to drive them anywhere.
Now, are you finding that our senior residents are staying in their houses longer because they want their independence, or is it more economical? If your house is already paid off, it's cheaper to pay the taxes than it is to pay each month at a nursing home.
A lot of them value their independence and they don't want to leave their home. So they will do whatever they can to try to remain in their home as long as possible.
You said you will take people to groceries. Have you seen an effect or change due to food insecurities?
So we have seen a change. We can provide a ride every other week to the grocery store. That's what we're capable of right now. But we have had neighbors say, instead of going to the grocery store twice a month, I can only afford to go once a month. Can you take me to a food pantry? Or do we know of any other resources that they can use? Because some of them have never needed to use assistance before, and now they do.
That's got to be hard for them.
It is hard, one, for them to ask for help, to admit that they need something. Some of them get very emotional when they're talking about it. On our end, we are always looking for more resources so that we can help our neighbors. But also, we don't want to just send all our neighbors to one resource because we don't want to drain a resource either. So we try to figure out, is it a one-time thing? Is this going to be long-term? And what we're finding for most of our neighbors is it's long-term now.
That is heartbreaking.
The phone calls are probably some of the worst phone calls we have to take.
Ugh. You have seen an uptick in demand. How is it compared to last year?
This year, we're already at 116 active neighbors right now. Last year, we had about 95. We're receiving 1 to 2 applications a week for neighbors needing rides. We've seen an increase in demand from the neighbors we currently have for rides. So, for example, last year in 12 months, we provided 2,695 services. This year in 10 months, we've provided 2,639 services. So, of course, we're going to provide more than 56 services in the next 2 months.
Wow.
Last year total, our volunteers drove 44,779 miles, and this year we are already at 52,317 miles. And last year, total volunteer hours that were donated were 4,348, and we are already at 4,363, which is more hours than were donated last year. So there's definitely an increase in demand. There's an increase for the need of our services. We've also been actively working to spread the word about our organization so that people know they can call us if they need a ride to a food pantry or a grocery store. We do more than medical appointments. Yes, a majority of our rides are for medical appointments. We are available for personal errands as well. So we're trying to let people know that. It's not just to go to the doctor. It's if you need something and you don't have transportation, we are there to help you.
Now, if someone wants to help out, maybe they themselves are on a limited budget, but they've got something more precious. They've got time. How can they help out?
Well, they could become a volunteer driver. We always need more drivers. We currently only have 63 volunteer drivers, which is low for us. So they could complete an application, do a 3-hour training, get a couple background checks, and they can become a volunteer driver. And as a volunteer driver, you have the option to get mileage reimbursement, which is 60 cents a mile. So that way you can earn some income while you're helping others. The volunteers we currently have absolutely love what they do. They enjoy it. We have a volunteer come into the training so that they can talk to you about different experiences and how much of a rewarding experience it is.
I'm sure it has created more than a few friendships.
Absolutely. You spend enough time with a person, you get to know them, and of course, inevitably, you're going to care about them. And drivers will sign up for certain neighbors that they just have a connection with.
Yeah.
And they want to help them. Always keeping the boundary, but still having that friendship.
So not only are the drivers helping to get the neighbors to and from, they're also helping with the neighbors' mental health and social aspect that they may be missing living in their home alone.
Absolutely. So one of our goals, of course, is to ease social isolation. So we do also provide friendly visits. We can do that once every 2 weeks based on availability, because that's a big problem too. And, you know, when people call and have to tell us, I don't have enough food, to then have a volunteer who is caring and understanding, driving them to a food pantry, it helps the neighbor feel better about their situation and realize people aren't judging them. People just want to help them.
Yes.
And that it's okay to admit you need help.
Yeah. Everybody needs help at some point.
And that's tough. We know that, to ask for help. So when someone asks for help, we are so fortunate that we're in a position that we are able to help them.
How can people find out more about Interlakes Community Caregivers?
So you can go to our website, interlakescares.org, or we are also on Facebook, Interlakes Community Caregivers.
Thank you, Catherine. Now on the phone, I have one of those Interlakes Community Caregivers neighbors. Why did you start using their service, and how did you hear about Interlakes Community Caregivers?
I heard about them through a neighbor, a fellow neighbor who was using their service. And I started using them because I didn't have transportation to get to doctor's appointments or to get to the grocery store and other appointments like that.
So you don't drive anymore?
I don't.
How many times a month do you have one of their volunteer drivers take you places?
I would say 3 or 4 times a month. Everyone has been very, very nice, and it's been a good experience.
How many times a month do you use them to go to the grocery store?
Twice a month.
Are you on SNAP benefits?
I am. It's actually, when I said twice a month, it's actually once to the grocery store and once to the food pantry. It's been difficult to budget. I've had to rebudget, and I think I'm going to run out of money for food. So I'm grateful for the food pantry and their help. And also for Thanksgiving coming up, I do a dinner here with my children and my granddaughter, and I'm not going to be able to do that this year.
Are you finding that when you do go to the store or you do go to the pantry and you see there's extra of something, are you trying to stock up a little bit?
I'm trying a little. I've got a little bit of extra canned food and shelf-stable things like that, so that will be helpful.
What are the kind of foods are you looking for as an older adult? Most people think macaroni and cheese for the little kids, but as a more mature palate, what kind of shelf-stable foods are you looking for?
Like canned vegetables or even spaghetti sauce, things like that, sauces, pasta. That kind of thing.
Do you appreciate it when people donate condiments, salt, pepper?
Yes, because those things can be expensive. They can add up, so it's really nice to have that donated.
I don't think a lot of people think about that.
No.
The basic
and
staples.
It doesn't happen often that you would get that at the food pantry, so it's nice to see when it does come through.
Yeah, those basic staples.
Yes.
Things you automatically have around the house that you may not think of. So do you own the home that you live in?
I live in an apartment.
What makes you want to stay in that apartment as opposed to maybe moving to a bigger city?
The difficulty of moving, packing everything up and getting help to move. And also, like, personal safety. If I move to a bigger city, some of the apartments in certain areas are not as desirable.
So you found a great place and it's home.
Yes, I've been here 8 years.
Nobody likes moving.
No.
So what else can you tell me about Interlakes Community Caregivers and how they help you to get around, especially when it comes to getting your food for the month?
They're very helpful in picking me up for the times that I need, like for the food pantry. There would be a specific time that I'd have to be there, so they'd be prompt in picking me up for that. Helpful in bringing me to the grocery store. They'll wait for me however long I take, so I don't feel rushed, which is nice.
That is awesome. That's hard to find.
It is. It really is.
I mean, I take my husband to the grocery store, and he's on me like, are we done yet? I don't know about you, but that was very eye-opening to me to find out that things that we take for granted, like salt, pepper, sugar, Splenda, basic condiments, basic things that we have in our pantry, a lot of people don't have because they're considered luxuries. Pepper is a luxury. One of the ways that you can help out is by donating things like that when you're donating the foods that you love. And if you don't have the money, like Catherine said, you can always volunteer your time. Coming up, I'm going to chat with someone from New Hampshire Hunger Solutions about how we can help work together as a community to hopefully eradicate or at least lessen food insecurity in the Lakes Region. This is Lakes Region Community Forum, Focus on Food Insecurity.